This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges leaders and cadres of political parties not to carry out any work that creates frustration among people. Government spokesperson and communication minister Parbat Gurung clarifies there are no rooms for raising questions over government's decision as the government is legitimate despite dissolution of House. Winter session of National Assembly commences from yesterday and India's expert panel approves Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine for emergency use in India. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged the leaders and cadres of political parties not to carry out any work that creates frustration among people. Virtually addressing the Nepal Communist Party's sister organization Overseas Nepali Unity Forum yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the dispute regarding majority and minority in the political parties would be decided by the results of the upcoming elections, saying frustration among people would be feedback for the development and progress of the country. The Prime Minister urged all to disseminate messages of hope to the people. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reiterated his commitment to fulfill the people's aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali, as every citizen has rights to live happily without any fear. Addressing the program entitled Prime Minister with Children, organized by the Nepali Scout at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli urged the children to perceive the politics as an honest and rational sector aimed at serving people. Responding to the queries raised by the children, Prime Minister Oli assured that he would lead the initiation to bring the politics in right path if it derailed from its track, saying children are the future of the country. Prime Minister urged the children to act and speak good to all and to do positive works. The winter session of the National Assembly commenced from yesterday. In the meeting of the National Assembly, parliamentarians drew the government's attention towards the problems of farmers. They also urged the government to bring a long-term solution to address the farmers' problems. Speaking at the meeting, parliamentarian Dinanath Sharma said political parties should be strong to make the democracy powerful and institutionalized. He stressed on the need of continuous support, monitoring and questioning the government in a decent and civilized manner to maintain the pride and glory of the National Assembly. Parliamentarian Sharma further said the National Assembly should raise the concerns of the people in the absence of the House of Representatives. Similarly, parliamentarian Deep said the Nepali Congress would accept the verdict of the Supreme Court as the matter about the dissolution of the House of Representatives has raised in the court. Meantime, Minister for Home Affairs Rambhadur Thapa presented acid and other hazardous chemical monitoring ordinance 2077 Bikram Samat, Nepal Police and Province Police Work Operation Monitoring and Coordination First Amendment Ordinance 2077 Bikram Samat and Social Security First Amendment Ordinance 2077 Bikram Samat in the meeting. Likewise, Minister for Health and Population with this three-party presented Medicine Third Amendment Ordinance 2077 Bikram Samat in the meeting. The next meeting of the National Assembly has been scheduled at 1 p.m. on the 7th of January. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Parbat Gurung has clarified that the incumbent government is legitimate regardless of the dissolution of House of Representatives. Making the decisions of the latest cabinet meeting public yesterday, Communication Minister Gurung clarified that the government took various decisions as per existing laws and provisions in Nepal and there are no rooms for raising constitutional questions over the government's decisions. Also, the government spokesperson, the communication minister, urged all to prepare for the upcoming elections. He said there is no alternative to election to safeguard the federalism, republic and the constitution of Nepal. Minister Gurung informed that the cabinet meeting decided to accept approximately $156 million concessional loan from the Asian Development Bank for the electricity grid modernization project. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सियुजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जानु पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सियुजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि दस कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री रहेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सियुजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटिसी सिम छँदैछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरूको पढाइको कस्तो पिर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भयो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back now, More News. Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa has said the regressive forces caused a division in the Nepal Communist Party. Addressing a cadres gathering of the Nepal Communist Party in Lalitpur yesterday, Home Minister Thapa argued that the regressive forces were making a strategy to invite instability in the country. He said the government is committed to ensure stability and good governance in the country by fulfilling the aspiration of the people. Also speaking at the program, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Krishna Gopal Shrestha urged all to unite for the upcoming elections. Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate now stands at 96.96%. As per the Ministry of Health and Population, out of more than 261,000 infected people, more than 253,300 have recovered from the infection. The ministry said 748 people in Nepal recovered from the virus infection in yesterday. Similarly, additional 426 people were diagnosed to have corona infection in Nepal as of yesterday. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 1,864 with the confirmation of 8 deaths yesterday. The Department of Foreign Employment has resumed the provision for receiving labor permit from online in a bid to make its services techno-friendly. The department says the service seekers can receive the labor permit from yesterday. Please listen it again. The department said the service seekers have started receiving the labor permit from yesterday. It also informed that those who had already taken permission and those willing to receive new labor permit could get the service via online. Nepalese living abroad for foreign employment can apply for the labor permit after making payment for life insurance and welfare fund. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. A government-appointed panel of experts has approved a coronavirus vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University for emergency use in India. It is reported that the panel will send its recommendations to the country's drug regulator, the Drugs Controller General of India. More than 50 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine have already been stockpiled by its India's manufacturer, the Serum Institute of India. The Serum Institute of India said in an email it would wait for the final approval to come before commenting. The United States has surpassed 20 million confirmed cases of coronavirus. According to a tally by Johns Hopkins University, the U.S., which for months has recorded the highest number of infections and deaths linked to the coronavirus in the world, registered just more than 20 million infections at about middle on Friday. Johns Hopkins University reported this week that the U.S. lodged a record-high single-day death toll on the 30th of December at 3,927. The country has now recorded more than 346,000 deaths since the start of the pandemic. Now, general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Pashchim Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Karnali Province and Sudur Pashchim Province. There are also chances of light snowfall in the western high mountainous region. Now, the Kathmandu Valley's weather report for the past 24 hours. Maximum temperature 18.5 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 1.3 degrees Celsius, and humidity 98%. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges leaders and cadres of political parties not to carry out any work that creates frustration among people. Government spokesperson and communication minister Parvat Gurung clarifies there are no rooms for raising questions over government's decisions as the government is legitimate despite dissolution of House. When the session of National Assembly commences from yesterday, and India's expert panel approves Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine for emergency use in India. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. Stay tuned and have a good day.